Please welcome from Brighton's Best Bakehouse, Scotty. Welcome, Scotty.
Morning, how are we?
Mate, we're going all right. Now, we've also got Tubes filling in as well.
I know Scotty Donaghy from his time at the Lindisfarne Junior Footy Club. He's one of the legends in the community here in southern Tasmania, and he's a hub out here at Brighton too, at the Brighton's Best Bakehouse. Mate, how good is the stuff? We've had a little taste early.
This is absolutely unreal. I mean, Scotty, first of all, Brighton's Best Bakehouse, if you don't know where it is and what it's about, can you tell us a little bit about Brighton's Best Bakehouse?
Look, we're on the main road of Brighton, right on the roundabout on your way through. Don't be frightened to veer off and come through. You only lose 40 seconds, all right? You might lose a little bit more if you actually stop and gaze through the shop and go, I'll have one of those, one of those, one of those, one of those. But it's worth pulling off the highway without a doubt in the world.
Absolutely. Now, your favourite thing on the menu, because you don't just do pies. We're banging on about the pies because we love pies so much. But, mate, you just brought me out a bacon and egg sanger. You've got little, are they little cookies, little gingerbread men? Jimmy Nate, yeah, producer Grace, gingerbread men?
They're shortbread men. And shortbread men. Crystal's whipped up some bow buddies to give away this morning to the kids.
Amazing.
And she's made some special ones that are Jimmy Nathan Grace bow buddies.
These are fantastic, Scotty. So what I want you to do, if you're listening right now and you're on the way down past Brighton, or anywhere, even if you're not, just take a bit of a detour, Chubby. What do you reckon?
It's literally just off the main highway as you're 100%. Heading north on the Midland Highway, and it's definitely worth coming in and saying g'day to Scotty and the team here, because I just had the most sensational toasted sandwich. I'm eyeing off the drunken chicken pie. I want to know how you get your chickens drunk.
It's a brief detour off the Southern Outlet. It doesn't take long to get out of here.
If you're listening in Launceston this morning, just down the road. Just down the road to Brighton.
Well, now, award-winning pies and bakehouse,
yeah, 2017, we won Australia's best meat pie. Well, actually, we won it with a gourmet pie.
Wow.
And we actually got second best in the country at the same time. So,
wow, this is huge. Yeah. I'm reading here as well, at the 2020 Baking Association of Australia's Tassie Baking Show, a champion pie for the spicy tandoori creation.
Yes, mate. I think there was the first, second, and third. And I think we picked up a lazy first, second, and third from memory.
Well, one, two, and three.
One, two, and three. Yep.
Can I just tell everyone else in the pie game, pick it up? You know what I mean? Scotty just absolutely cleaning up. Now, I mean, Scotty, we did have you on last year because we know times are really tough for a lot of local Tassie businesses, which is why we did Bow Buddies last year, where we reached out to many different businesses just to check in, to get their word out, if they were making any kind of changes in lockdown and that kind of thing. How has the transition been from 2020 last year and all the rubbish that happened into 2021 now?
Oh, look, it's been a challenge, but it's been a challenge for everybody. I mean, the area in front of you that is full of tables and chairs now, we actually turned that into hopscotch and a bit of noughts and crosses and things on those lines to pass the time. But look, with the support of the community out here and some great staff, we made some changes, which we've got to do. And those changes have seen us come out okay.
Yeah.
A couple of businesses that I frequent in the city of Hobart and in the greater Hobart area have made changes that they will keep for the future too. Even though COVID was terrible for the community, do you think that you've put a positive spin on it and made changes to your business that you'll keep for the future?
Oh, look, there's no doubt. Well, the changes that we've made, we will keep long term. In managerial speak, you always talk about getting your staff involved and getting them to do the changes. Well, they made the changes. They came up with the ideas. And they're changes that we'll keep. And we'll keep doing those type of things because you've got to keep changing, evolving. And that's one of the beauties of small business. We can do that.
Absolutely. And, Scotty, what about the wider Brighton community as well? How important are they for keeping businesses like yourself afloat?
Oh, look, the wider community. I mean, the shop's just down the road. I know that I was having conversations with those on a regular basis through COVID. How are you going? Touch and base. Everything okay? No worries. And we're all going, if we can support you in one way, shape or whatever, let's get out and do that. And they changed and they evolved. And they're going okay. Well, put it this way. If you're still going, you must still be going okay.
Absolutely.
Right? So, yeah. The doors were open. If the doors were shut, then we got a concern.
I can tell you now, one of the best things that Tubes and I have seen since we've been here this morning is just pretty much the population of Brighton coming through your doors. Picking up a coffee, picking up something to eat.
A lot of utes and a lot of tradies coming in, grabbing a pie,
Absolutely.
Grabbing a coffee and heading on their way, mate. It's a growing community out here and you must be really proud about it.
Yeah, look, the first hour and a half is definitely tradie central.
Yeah.
And then it changes because then it's school time, so you got the mums and kids coming through, pick up some brekkie, pick up a coffee on the way to school, on the way to work, and it just changes to a constant evolving door with different people, different things coming through.
100%. Well, Scotty, mate, we appreciate you coming on the show. We appreciate you letting us into your home. Pleasure. To broadcast the show. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock. Come on by Brighton's Best Bakehouse. Scotty Donahue, round of applause, mate. We appreciate you. Thanks for letting us be here.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.